Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Darkness is not from God. God is light. Heaven, it doesn't even get dark. They don't have a dark nighttime like we do. And this happens without a star. The Lamb is the light. Hallelujah. And when you get a suntan, it's a S-O-N tan. And you can't get too much. More you get, the better off you are. But if you, in this life, you say, I'm close to the Lord, I know Him, I'm walking with Him, while you are doing things that are darkness, you're lying about it. Because if you're walking in Him, you'll be walking in truth and light and life. Keep reading, verse 7. If we walk in the light, as He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us. Now that's present tense. From all sin. This includes all the things you don't know yet. What does it mean if you're walking in the light? Walking in the light means you're doing what you know. And if you're doing what you know, you're doing the best you know. But even the best you know doesn't cover it all. And how many of you have grown? Maybe you got born again and you grew and learned for 10 years, 15 years, and you look back and some things you thought was no big deal were a big deal. Some things you continued to do were not good. But you didn't see it at the time. But you got to the place where you did. Well, while you were doing some stuff that you didn't see how wrong it was, the blood of the Lamb was cleansing you. Hallelujah. Now, if you knew better, then you break your fellowship. Not your relationship, but your fellowship, and you need to repent and receive the cleansing. But if you're doing something and you don't know you're doing it, you don't realize you're doing it, and again, you can't fool the Lord now. He knows whether you know or not. So don't try to play Him. But if you really don't know any better, and you're walking in all the light you have, doing the best you know how, the blood takes care of the rest. Somebody say, thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Cleanses us. Verse 8. If we say we have no sin, now we got to stop. Remember what we said? Keep that other verse in mind. What's it? If you're walking in darkness and you say you have no sin, can you see that? Then you deceive yourselves, and the truth is not in us. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, if you're walking in darkness, you had light, and you knew better, but you stepped out of light into darkness, then you need to repent. And if you'll confess it, He's faithful and just to forgive us from our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And yes, this belongs to believers. This is talking to believers. If we say we've not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Now again, you got to go back to the verse. If you're walking in darkness and you say you haven't sinned, this is very important. Keep that, what was it, the 7th verse, 6 and 7? You got to keep those verses. How many understand what came before goes with, yeah. If we say we've not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. That's if we're walking in darkness. What that means, you're violating light. That's what sin is. Sin is not some denomination's list. Sin, how many remember James? To him that knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. Why would you say to him? Isn't sin sin? No. It's not just whoever's put the list together. The Lord looks at what you know. He sees your heart. And you haven't violated your conscience. You haven't broken fellowship unless you knew better. But to him that knows and doesn't do, to him it is sin. Nobody can do any better than walking in the light that they have, doing what they know. If you're doing what you know with what you see, doing the best you know with what you've seen, God accepts you. You walk in full fellowship with Him. But again, He knows what you see and what you don't. You may kid some other people, but you won't kid Him. Keep reading. Second chapter. My little children, these things write I unto you to what end? That you sin not. Do you have to sin every day?
No.
No, you don't. Do you have to sin every week?
No.
No, you don't. Do you have to sin at least once a month?
No.
No, you don't. Do you have to sin every year?
No.
I mean, nobody's going to make it a year without sinning, right? Jesus made it a lifetime. Is that right? Jesus went His whole life and didn't even sin one time. Now, all of us have already come short of that record. But, His mercies are new every morning. And because of the blood of the Lamb, we can start off tomorrow with a completely clean slate.
Thank you, Lord.
Didn't He say, your sins and iniquities, I will remember no more? Then He's not looking that you've missed it X amount of thousands of times. If you've repented and you're walking in the light that you have, He sees you like the Master.
All right.
Glory to God. These things I'm writing to you so that you won't sin. But if any man sin, does he know people? But if you do, tell me again, what is sin? Violation of light. What is light? It's what you see and know. Violation of what you know. But if any man sin, if any man violates what he knows, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Verse 2, and He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Again, this is proof He's talking to believers.
Right.
Everybody with me?
Right.
Believers. He's the propitiation, the satisfaction, and the payment for all, every sin, every failure we've ever made. And not just for ours, but including the people that don't believe in Him.
Right.
The whole world. Jesus has already paid the price for every sin that anybody that has ever lived, had ever committed, and anybody that ever will live, will ever commit. He's already paid the price.
That's right.
Already paid the price. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Verse 1, I want you to look at it again. If any man sin, violate light. We have what?
An advocate.
Again, that's a legal term. Let me read some other translations to you. Weiss translation says, if anyone commits an act of sin, one who pleads our cause, we constantly have facing the Father. Jesus Christ, the righteous one. One who pleads our cause. See, that's what an attorney for the defense would do. Plead your case. Plead your cause before the judge. Now, you know, in our legal system, we have jury of our peers. But for most of history, that was not the case. And still in many countries today, it's just the judge. You come before the judge, he hears the case, declares you guilty or innocent. And heaven is not a democracy. And the kingdom of heaven is not. Thank God. Oh, somebody didn't like that. It's the kingdom of God is of God, by God, from God, to God. It's Him. Starts and ends with Him. Because nobody could make a more righteous judgment than Him. But what does this mean? Someone who pleads our cause. Somebody's still thinking about the other. Don't get me wrong. What we have is one of the best things going on the planet. And I am so thankful for it. But all the kingdoms of this world are just here for a moment. And then they're all going to be gone. And the only thing that's going to remain is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven. And those that are His are going to rule and reign with Him forever. But there's not going to be any marching or protests or voting. It's going to be God's way. Period. And it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be better than you've ever, ever, ever had it. Listen to the Amplified. We have an advocate. Somebody say, I have an advocate. One who intercedes for us with the Father, and it is Jesus Christ, the all-righteous, upright, just one. Hallelujah. The New Century says, we have a helper in the presence of the Father. Isn't that what we read in Psalms? God's my helper. Jesus is your helper at the throne. This is big. God's Word translation says, if anyone does sin, we have Jesus Christ, who has God's full approval. He speaks on our behalf when we come into the presence of the Father. Jesus speaks on our behalf. He speaks for me. It takes faith to even believe that, doesn't it? He's for me. He pleads my cause. He speaks up for me. He stands up for me in the high court of heaven before the perfect, holy Father, the righteous judge of all the earth. We need somebody to represent us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.